This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the Trump administration leads the way for 33 nations to stand for pro-life affirming Geneva Consensus Declaration. That story right after this short message.
At Liberty University, we train champions for Christ. We don't just train exceptional CEOs, therapists, and pilots. We train exceptional professionals in hundreds of fields who want to impact the world for Christ. Learn how our students are following God's call and how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus. Text Liberty to 49596. Again, that's Liberty to 49596.
In 2019, the Trump administration rebuked the United Nations for their undermining of the role of the family because of their constant promotion of abortion. The administration encouraged the UN to strike out their pro-abortion language from its many documents. In 2020, the Trump administration again rebuked the UN for trying to promote abortion as an acceptable response to the coronavirus pandemic. The United States is leading the international pro-life fight, and 32 other countries have joined in. In the 33-nation coalition, the Geneva Consensus Declaration, which is co-sponsored by the U.S., Brazil, Egypt, Hungary, Indonesia, and Uganda, is declaring that there is no international right to abortion and that the family unit is fundamental for a healthy society. The United States, represented by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, both virtually joined in the signing of the Geneva Consensus Declaration. The declaration targets four areas to strengthen. First, better health for women. Second, the preservation of human life. Third, strengthening of the family as the foundational unit of society. And fourth, protecting every nation's national sovereignty in global politics. Secretary Pompeo said that under President Trump's leadership, the United States has defended the dignity of human life everywhere and always. He's done it like no other president in history. We've also mounted an unprecedented defense of the unborn abroad. Today, we're taking the next step as we sign the Geneva Consensus Declaration. At its very core, the declaration protects women's health, defends the unborn, and reiterates the vital importance of the family as the foundation of society. In the declaration, all the nations are agreeing to reaffirm the inherent dignity and worth of the human person, that every human being has the inherent right to life, and in no case should abortion be promoted as a method of family planning. It also includes, there is no international right to abortion, nor any international obligation on the part of the states to finance or facilitate abortion. The family is the natural and fundamental group unit of society and is entitled to protection by society and the state. Motherhood and childhood are entitled to special care and assistance, and affirming that health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. It is exciting seeing nations banding together to stand up for the rights of all peoples, born and unborn. Let's cover them in prayer to see true human rights recognized in all the world. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.